different then, and that is called Raya Ramananda. I have told you that Raya Ramananda was like a king, like a Vaishnava of Sat Rudra. When he met, he told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after yesterday's talk. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raya Ramananda told, I thought I saw you as a renounced order sannyasi, very beautiful nava sannyasi, very beautiful young sannyasi. Coming so much rays from your face that sun can be defeated, but also not so hot, but more cold, light moon's rays. So he said that I saw you at a renounced order sannyas, but now I am saying that you are Krishna blessed. How it is? And then again I am saying that you are combined of Radha and Krishna, taking the heart and mode of Srimati Radhika and beauty of Srimati Radhika. Why I am saying so? Raya Ramananda answered, because you are. Mahaprabhu replied that you are Mahabhagavat, some class of Vaishnava, Mahabhagavat, not Kanishtha Adhikari or not Madhyam Adhikari, middle. You are so much more Mahabhagavat. What is the symptoms of Mahabhagavat? If he will see cows, at once he will remember Krishna that this is Vrindavan and Krishna is grazing cows. If he will see any jungle, then he will see that, oh, it is Vrindavan. If he will see any water, river, sea, ocean, then he will think, oh, Jamna is flowing in Vrindavan. If he will see any high place, he will see that, he is Giriraj Govardhan, very near and there, and very much serving to Krishna. And Krishna has lifted this on his finger. He will see. Always he will see that his Aradha Dev, Vatsaprabhu, Krishna, is everywhere. And all are worshipping. And in Krishna will see all. This is the symptom of Mahabhagavata. So you are Mahabhagavata and you are saying like this. I am only a Brahmin sannyasi. I am not so qualified, but you are seeing me. First you see Swami as a sannyasi, renounce order sannyasi. Now you are seeing me as a Krishna. And after that you are seeing me. Radha and Krishna both combined, you are covered with Srimati Radhika's beauty and Radhika's mood. He told, no, you are really Krishna. Don't try to keep me. Don't try to cover yourself that you are. I have known that you are Krishna and you are Radhika both. No, this is not the case. After that, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Viraj Pandit of Pratap Rudra, who is he? Sarvam Bhattacharya, very great learned of Mayavadi or Dvaitvadi. You know what is Mayavadi? Those who tell that Krishna has no shape, no attributes, no energy, nothing, no qualities, and I will be like that Brahma. That are called Mayavadi. So at that time, in the whole world, he was the best Mayavadi, knowing and reading all Vedanta, ways and everything, and he was the master of all the Mayavadis at that time, very renowned person. So he one day he saw Chaitanya, he was teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta. That he was very little boy, and so in young age sannyasi, he should know Vedanta. And Vedanta is that world is false. Krishna has, Bhagavan has no source of Brahma, and we are all Brahma. 7 days he tried to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say yes, no, or very good, nothing. He was silent, quite silent there. Then at last day, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whether you are understanding what I am telling or not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that the Vedanta Sutra you utter, I understand fully, like sun is seen. But when you are doing explanations of all sutra, mantra, that is sense that you are covering in darkness. You are hiding sun, you are covering sun. He was astonished. In my whole life, never anyone has not told like so. All has honored me. And I have tried to make understand them. But this boy sannyasi is telling that you are hiding and concealing Krishna. He told that how you are telling so. I am covering the meaning of this Vedanta Sutra. He told that in all sutras it has been described that Krishna has a beautiful face. He has all kinds of attributes. He is so much qualification, and he is so ocean of rasa and ananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, by what sutra you tell that Krishna is sapless, Krishna is qualityless, stressless, why you are telling? Because that it has told in Brahma Sutra, Dandai Shila Vyasade himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of that point and that slope, he told. Krishna has no set, he told. What is this, that sutra, you know? Very Naveen. Call and ask. Arupa vayasa evhi sat pradhanatva. Aru, Krishna is Aru, no. This is very sutra. Tells that Krishna has a roop. He is not Arupavat, he is Arupavat. This is Sanskrit word. Perhaps you cannot follow, but in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Arupavat, those who have not roop. He seems like that, but he is Rupavat. He is himself a roof. Krishna has no roof. But Krishna is himself that roof. Understand? Not understand? Krishna has no difference between shape and Krishna himself. His body and Krishna are not different. Same thing. So Krishna is not Rupavat. But he is himself, this says Krishna says. No difference in that. Tatpradhanatva, Krishna is himself. He is so beautiful. He has so many beautiful qualities, sweet qualities. He is so generous. He is so merciful. If there is no body, no personality, where all these qualities will be? So Krishna has all kinds of qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted so many slokes of Vedas, so many sutras, and he was defeated at all at that time. He could not utter any words, and he fell flat on the lotus feet of he told, utter, Atma Ramasya Manyo Nirgantha Api Krame Kurvanta Hetukam Bhakti Isambhut Guno Hari. all nirvishesh badi like Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, Sukadeva Goswami, in first beginning period, they were all nirvishesh badi, Brahma badi. But being in the touch of Brahma, the father of Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, he was a devotee Brahma. So in association of Brahma, they became so much good devotees, and they had darshan of Narayan. Also in the same way, Sukadeva Goswami, he was first quite aloof from world, and he had not come in Maya, and he was nirvishesh. Krishna has no say, God has no say. But when he came in the touch of Srila Vyasadeva, so renowned person, so bhakta, and also incarnation of Krishna also, he was at concern. By one slope, paraha pidam natavarabhatu karnayo karnikaram vibradavasa kanat kapitam vajayanti jamalam randhana venuradar sudhaya puranyan gopa vindai vindarannam sabadaramanam pravishasagrishti. In Srimad Bhagavatam, best beautiful slope for Krishna. So beautiful. Gopis are seeing this. So they, Goswami, told that how his, what are the qualities of Krishna? Then that they told. There is very long story, I don't want to go in long. Very after some time we will explain all these things. So Krishna is so merciful that even Utana came and he took Kalkuta poison in her breast, and he took a shape of mother, and he took Krishna in his lap. My dear child, doing so, and he gets whole poison in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna at once took her all poison and also her life and soul, everything. And she became so pure, giving of this body, and she became like mother. Krishna gave her as a mother and took him into Goloka Vaikunth Dham. So who will be merciful like Krishna? So at once Sukadeva was turned into very rustic Vaishnava. So teacher, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, having the shape of Krishna, having flowed, having combined that Ramachandra, having bow and arrow, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Danda and Kamandalu. Danda and Kamandalu, you know, this renowned sword of that, and Kamandalu, what a thought. He said, Sarabhuj Krishna, six, and he said, then he knew that he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you are going to South India, you should live to Raramananda. He is a person of affection, Rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you are very learned and very rustic Vaishnava. I wanted to meet you. So Sadhampar has pointed me to go there. So I have come and saw you that you are so qualified devotee. He told, I am a sudraman and so process of. And I want that you should be here for some days. A while to take that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I want to hear something from you about Srimati Radhika, Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti, I have one. He told that, yes, I will. In the meantime, it was midday, and it was the time for taking Mahaprasadam from Mahaprabhu. A Brahmin came, and he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to give you Diksha, that is, I want to give you Mahaprasadam. Come to visit me in my home. And you can rest and take daily Godavari bath, and be here and up to what time you want to stay here. Rajamananda told that I will come silently, knowing no person will know. I will come alone, secretly, not in Governor General's dress or King's dress. I will come on foot, and I will meet in evening at about 8, and we should discuss all this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, I will be waiting for you, and you should surely come. So he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prasadam, and he was waiting for Ramananda. Evening was coming, and he was eagerly waiting that when he will come. And Ramananda was saying that when sun will go to set, and when I will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, each other waiting. Now the time of taking prasadam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given Mahaprasadam, and you are also waiting for Mahaprasadam. So we will meet in evening at about 4, and then discuss what the dialogue was between Mraramanand and Mahaprabhu. So I want to finish here. Gau Premanande. About 3, they will arrange for fire yajna, sacrifice yajna, and about 4 to 5, we will do fire yajna, and after that, we will be in class here for 1 hour, and then you can do shadi. Gau Premanande.
He rolled a part
of that.
So Sri Tukamini is Radharani Tukha.
But Asanj was telling Harikatha. Before that he was Brahmavadi, you should know. But not actually he was Brahmavadi. But he was playing a role of Brahmavadi. Here we should know that if Atmaram Yogi, like Sukhdev Goswami, Brahmavadi, can come in the touch of a very pure Vaishnava, he can be turned into that. To show this, he played a role as a Brahmavadi, but actually he was the parrot of Sri Srimati Radhika. I will describe another time.
That time
he sent it. So you will discuss this, why he sent it. Because he has seen Srimati Radhika, he has seen Krishna, he has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was not sent it. But why he sent it, we will explain. Very good question. Perhaps Gaur Govind Maharaj has given in his new book.
Yes.
But I heard also
something in new bottle, white, red, yellow, maybe, but the same thing in that.
Arupavat
means, or means no. No roof. Arup means no roof. What means light? Light, no roof. But here, Sarvam Bhattacharya derived the meaning of this, that Krishna has no roof. Light, no roof, Krishna is. Atat, he has no roof at all. He has no form, no state, no quality, no attribute, no shakti, nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, no, you have not understanding this meaning. The meaning is not. If a man has no state, any matter has no state, like this, it has no state. But how we can give any instance? If it has no root, no shape, no quality, nothing, it is like a zero. You know, a sky is zero, nothing. What we see, it is this very dense air we see. Not we are seeing a sky. A sky is not we are seeing. These are the clouds, or these are the thickness of air we are seeing, but not a sky. A sky is zero. So if Krishna is like a sky, what are the qualities of Krishna? Nothing. So anyone cannot be arupavata. No roop. Everything has some shape. You know that water is? We are seeing water. But scientists have told that water has no shape, no color. Water has no attribute, no taste. But we see that water has shape. Because we are saying, if there is no shape, we cannot see. But we cannot define. Because if it is given in a pot, if it is given in a river, like river, if it is in a little pot, water is in that shape. Anything, any pot, what pot is like, water takes the shape of that thing. But water is his shape, we cannot define, because it has so many shapes. Water has taste, its own taste. But when it mixed in the earth anywhere, then it becomes some salt, some sea, some other taste. But water is taste. Water is without tastelessness. But then you cannot define what is the taste of that. Water has also quality. Without water we cannot live. So it has quality, it is not quality there. But scientists cannot what is the shape, what is the taste, what is the color. It takes the color of earth where water comes from earth. So we cannot define. So we see, we cannot define water. How we can define Krishna? We can take all kinds of shapes, all kinds of taste, all kinds of qualities and aspects. That is a cause and effect theory. Without cause, any shape, anything cannot come. From mango seed, only mango can come. From any seed, the same kind of tree, same kind of fruit, same kind of leaves, and all will come. The root of this whole world, the seed is himself Krishna. From Krishna everything has come out. We have seen so many shapes. If they are all not in cause, that is in Krishna, how they can come? There must be in cause that thing. And if in cause this is not, then it will not come. Like there is a bamboo tree, the seed of bamboo. A seed of any another fruit, apple. Apple, you know? From this seed of apple, mango will not come. What is in cause? That can come. There are so many seeds. Mango, you know, saccharin, you know, neem, that is bitter. You have seed of orange and many things. You put it on the bank of a Rhine. Rhine, you know, here. Water is the same. Water is given. Same water in all kinds of things. Same earth is there. Same air is coming there. Same sun is giving his light. Everything is the same. But in each kind of seed, separate kinds, from mango, mango will come. From neem, bees, neem will come. So, bitter, mango, so sweet. So, different kinds of will come. Whether one water is given, but all this daily notion. So here we see that if anything is not root, the potency is not in the seed, no new thing will come. There must be some potency. So Krishna has all kinds of potency in him, all sets, all qualities, everything in him. And from then we see that men, women, children, asses, seahawks, sea-hen, so many things are coming from. So all sets are in Krishna. So all are coming from Krishna. So Krishna is not setless. Indeed, here in this Bhattacharya was at once, and he said he saw this. So Krishna is not arupavat, but he is rupa, not vata. That is not second thing like Krishna. So it has been told in Krishna. If you know Hindi or Sanskrit, I would have been explained more. But now we should go and take prasadam, because doctor has warned me not to speak so much. And prasadam is ready. Prasadam is Krishna. Prasadam is waiting for us, so we should go and serve. That's all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. কিন্তু Prabhu can explain what is the meaning of you can?
He is non-different from the Supreme Lord. Should be accepted.
Not Hari. Haritva he has. But the virtues of Hari he has. The virtues of Hari Krishna. He has, but himself not Hari. This is called Hari Krishna. What virtues he has? What qualification he has from Hari? Like Hari, whole mercy of Krishna combined has become Guru. Krishna is so merciful. Guru Dev is more merciful. He is like Hari, but he is Haritva, he has Haritva, means qualification like Hari, so general. So he is so merciful. If Krishna will do mercy upon anyone, in the shape of Guru he will have to come. Otherwise he cannot do. Krishna does not know the sufferings of these beings and conditioned souls. Always playing in Braja, Vrindavan, playing in Radha Kundasham, always playing in Aras under Bansi Bhat, Kadambar Sri. So he never does not know the sufferings of all the beings here. Like a king living in Amsterdam, he cannot know a villager suffering who is living very, very far away from him. But he will hear through his proper channels. He has so many channels that he can know. So, the proper channel is Gurudev. Guru himself, you should be merciful to that. He has taken your shelter, and knowing that am your servant. He has taken my shelter.
So you should be free.
Yes, I am doing so. Saranga Saranagati Hai Vejahar Tahar Prasna Sune Srinanda Kumar. Those who have adopted six principles of Saranagati, then enchanting us so much, then Krishna will have kripa. Otherwise, so the Gurudev Rasi as Srimati Radhika, as Krishna. He is so much Siddhanta with, he knows so much Siddhanta, Bhakti Siddhanta, Rasa Siddhanta, Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, everything like Krishna. He is so merciful as Krishna and Srimati Radhika. He is so generous as Krishna. So having all the qualities like Krishna, but not so much like Krishna, but yet doing. It is called Haritva. Right? So Haritvena, all Shastra has told that he is Hari, direct Sakshat Haritvena, but not Hari. Most obedient and most suitable servant of Krishna. Not servant, friend, bosom friend, not bosom friend, also like father and mother, like Nanda and Yashoda. Also more than that, like Gopi. In all Gopis, Rukmanjari, like Rukmanjari, is in line of Rukmanjari. So, Sakshat Haritvena, Samasta Shastra, Ruktasvatha Bhav Jata Eva Sadvi, all Shastra has told. And also Sadvi, Sadvi means all realized souls have told like this. Devotees has told everywhere. Kintu Prabhuriyo Priya Eva Tatya. But yet he is the servant of Krishna. He is most dear. He is Prishtha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. Prishthaya. Prishthaya means very dear and very beloved to Krishna. Especially to Srimati Radhika. This is a symptom of Krishna. So we should know that he is Haritva. He has having the qualities of Hari, but yet he is not Hari. He is Ashraya Vigraha. Krishna is Vishaya. Understand this? What is Ashraya and what is Vishaya? Krishna is the Vishaya of praying.
Okay. Love.
Okay. Affection. And Srimati Radhika is the best Ashraya of this. So Guruji is also like this. Ashraya. And ashraya means servant. Word is not good, but yet there is no word in English. Equivalent. So you should.
I heard that Visha means that the one is giving refuge, and the other is the Visha is the one who is giving refuge. If one is taking refuge, one has to give refuge.
I'm not understanding.
What? Shelter. The shelter giving. Personality,
but Visha? You should know that sometimes Krishna Visha becomes Ashraya. When Srimati Radhika is telling that Iyasa messes my face and colors my face, then Radhika becomes Visha of friend. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks Krishna, he became Ashraya in this gold birth. No?
Hmm.
He is now Ashraya, not Visha. Here, Srimati Radhika is Visha of friend because Krishna is adopting that thing, method and mode of Srimati Radhika and wants to test Krishna. Krishna is himself Krishna, but now he wants to forget it and know that I am Srimati Radhika. In Raya Ramananda Sambhad, it has clearly shown all this. The book newly printed by Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he has tried to give something about it. Then, any kirtan should be done. Who will do? There are so many.
Anantaram.
Kirtanya.
Anantaram.
Anantaram should do. In the line of Prabhupada, we will take 108. Thank you so many kartal going all Hari Hari.
I like it.
When I was young, I used to dance so hours and hours and doing session myself. About 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. In Parikrama doing all but growing old, I left all these things. But I want to hear good kirtan.
We're so lucky here, Gurudev and Mathura. We never get to hear your kirtan. You're never singing there. Here you're singing so much.
I'm singing and getting energy. She's ready? You have to make a place.
We go next door to the next house. We're all going to the next house.
Oh, there. Oh, yes, you should go there. But
first, here, go.
जय जय मां रघुदाइते गोकुल तारुणी मंदलमोइते समुदाय राति अर्गनावेशे
Thank you.
hear anyone.
Is that in the mercy of
Gokula Saruni Mandala Mahite. Mandal
means all. Chaturunirisamdena namah Mancha kalpatarubhyasya Kripasimdhubhyayivaca Patitanam pavanevyo Vaishnavesho Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishna Aya Krishna Prema Gurave Gaurachandra Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya I bow down to Shri Sakinandan Gaurhari. His light, ocean of nectar. You can come near us to help me. You can come here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the ocean of nectar. From that ocean, the vapor comes out and goes to the sky. And it takes shape of cloud. Again, clouds. In the contact of any mountain or cool breeze, they shower as rain. Sometimes, in Swati Nakshatra, there is a nakshatra in India, for whole world.
Constellation. Constellation of stars.
In that very time, if the water runs and goes to sea, and it goes to the water.
Oyster.
Like sea. Sea is called Wester. Yes. I'll have to take time for learning all this. For a long time, I have not spoken English. It becomes pearl. And then, so many pearls in sea comes. And the person is called? Ratna. Ratna. Of Ratnakar in English, in Sanskrit. But what will be Ratnakar? Seal of jewel. The very water from the ocean went in the sky, became cloud, and from then went coming in a certain period, that is that nakshatra, and it goes in ships, like and it becomes pearl, and then full of pearls, and see, it is called Ratnakar, that is jewel, sea jewel. In the same way, the ocean of nectar is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from him, vapor. That is the vapor of prem went out in the sky in the hearts of it went in the heart of Raramananda, and again that power rain, that is that frame coming down from Raramananda, it came anyhow in the heart of Raramananda. Raramananda is like cloud, no? And the rain coming from that cloud is like words coming out from the mouth of Raramananda and coming down in the ears of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and becomes pearls, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes the ocean of pearls. That is when he knows the speciality of very high kind of high class of friends, that is Brajashakti.